This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 204 for Thursday, December 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Thursday, giving up earlier gains as crude oil prices recede. At the final settlement, the March canola contract loses $9.10 at $660.10 per ton, while the May contract is down $9.40 at $667.40 per ton. An analyst says the funds liquidating their short positions were likely behind the recent rally in canola. However, pressure on the Canadian oilseed is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is higher and Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady. Growing losses in global crude oil prices are weighing on vegetable oil values. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie at 75.59 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 75.73. As the North American commodities markets look more and more to South American weather, Brazil remains forecast to receive much-needed rains for its drier regions. Meanwhile, the United States Midwest is expected to have seasonal temperatures over the next several days. Due to Christmas, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is delaying its weekly export sales report to Friday. Trade expectations include 800,000 to 1.7 million tons of old crop soybeans and 600,000 to 1.2 million tons of old crop corn. Wheat is expected to be 200,000 to 600,000 tons. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending December 22nd averages nearly 1.11 million barrels per day, down a pinch from the previous week. Ethanol stocks rise to a 35-week high at 23.52 million barrels. Exporter group ANEC projects Brazil soybean exports for December to be 3.48 million tons. ANEC projects Brazil December corn exports to be 6.96 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The March contract loses 8.5 cents at $13.12 per bushel. March soy oil gives up about two-thirds of a cent at 47.98 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $3.10 at $390.70 per short ton. Corn is slightly lower, with its March contract shedding 2 cents at $4.74 per bushel. Oats are stronger as its March contract jumps 14 cents at $3.87. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago March gains 8.5 cents at $6.31.5. Kansas City March increases 9 cents at $6.44. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up a nickel at $7.26.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, December 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.